Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title real quick.
I'm Caroline Turner, and I'm a senior associate at the Meridian Group, and I focus on marketing.
Great, and we're here talking because the borough in Tysons is doing a really, really cool thing called the Dog Days of Summer. I'm sure my little pup Liberty would love it. You're starting with Yappy Hour. I love that. Yappy Hour on June 24th and dog training on June 25th. Let's take them one at a time. So tell me about Yappy Hour on the 24th. What is Yappy Hour?
Yeah, so the borough is celebrating the Dog Days of Summer. We have two back-to-back dog-friendly events this month. The Yappy Hour on June 24th is from 5 to 7 p.m. We're hosting an evening Yappy Hour where you and your furry friend can enjoy live music and cocktails at the Sandlot Tysons. You can bring your dog to the Bone Bar, where we'll be giving out branded dog bag holders and a variety of yummy treats. There will also be a jumbo light-up letter structure spelling out BARK to serve as the perfect backdrop for an Instagrammable moment.
Awesome. Yeah, humans we've had happy hour for the longest time. Dogs deserve a yappy hour. It's about time.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. And then the second one on June 25th, it's called Camp Bark in Borough Park. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so then you can come back to the borough that Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for Camp Bark in Borough Park. It's a beginner's dog training session led by a professional local trainer. After the class, you can be sure to grab free coffee and treats and spend the rest of the afternoon checking out a few of the borough's many shops and eateries. And registration for both events is available through our website, theboroughtysons.com.
Great. So that gives me, a soundbite on both of the individual events. But, speak more, just overall in general terms. What's the idea behind having a dog-themed event in general? I mean, I just assume there's tons of people in the area with dogs. And sometimes, like, it's hard as dog owners to leave Fido at home, right, sometimes. And so it's just, so in general terms, how it's nice that there's something that people can go and bring their pets with them.
Yes, the borough loves dogs. We've hosted several dog events in the past, and actually we had Dog Days of Summer last year, last summer as well, and it was a huge success. So we decided to bring it back this year because we know there are lots of dog lovers at the borough.
All right. Now remind us exactly where the borough is. People maybe, generally, familiar with where Tysons is, but where within Tysons is the borough?
So the borough is, it's a growing multi-use development. It features residential, retail, entertainment, and offices, and it steps away from the Greensboro Metro, right in the heart of Tysons. There's also direct access to the borough from all major highways, I-495, I-66, Dulles Toll Road, Route 7, and Route 123.
Awesome. So lots of ways to get there, but that you said if you do the metro, it's what? Silver Line? What is it?
The Silver Line.
So, oh yeah. Okay. Of course. Cause it goes
and
up
it's
to
the
Tyson.
Greensboro Metro stop.
Greensboro Metro on the Silver Line Metro.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, great. And then how long has the borough been around? I know it's this cool up and coming, area, but when did it start?
A few years ago, and we've been growing ever since. So you can stay tuned. You can check out our website and follow us at the Borough Tysons for news on exciting restaurant openings and details on our upcoming signature events. We always have a lot going on.
Great. And then in terms of, just so our listeners know, one of the events is free, but the other one costs, right?
Yes. So the Yappy Hour is free, but the Camp Bark dog training session is $10 per dog.
Okay, per dog. So that means, is that if the same, let's say one person or a couple comes, a family comes, but they bring more than one dog, they got to pay per dog.
Exactly, yes, it's per dog.
Okay, cool. And then the free one, the Yappy Hour, it is free to the public, but you do you have to register ahead of time at Eventbrite, or will you also accept people, at the door?
We'll accept people at the door. We would love for you to register beforehand just so we can have a head count. And you can do so through our website.
Okay, great. Well, I probably have enough to work with. Just before we run, speak directly to our listeners, hey, everybody, come on out. You're going to have a good time. Like, pretend I'm not even here. Like, you're talking directly to the listeners. Hey, everyone, come on out.
Hey everyone, come on out for the Burroughs Dog Days of Summer. It's going to be on Friday, June 24th and Saturday, June 25th. There will be a Yappy Hour from 5 to 7 on Friday, and admission is free, and a portion of the beverage sales will be donated to a local charity. Camp Bark on Saturday, June 25th will be in Borough Park, and it's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we're looking forward to seeing you all for our dog events.
And real quick before we run, what is that charity you mentioned that the proceeds will go to?
The charity it's called Safe Space Nova. It's an organization dedicated to providing a safe, accepting, and supportive environment to combat social stigmas, bullying, and other challenges faced by the LGBTQ+ youth.
Perfect for Pride Month. Awesome. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Great. Bye.